brain health has been very popular in the news lately, and this podcast is for you if you've ever had brain fog, cognitive decline, Alzheimer's, CTE, any of these issues. This is the podcast where we're going to jump into the latest research from Dr. Dale Bredesen, Dr. Daniel Amen, Dave Asprey of the Bulletproof Diet, so many other people, all the minds that are really out there paving the way, blazing a path for new research, new strategies that are actually working to get your brain optimized and working at its highest level. The Brain Builders Podcast is just for you. So get a notebook, get a pen, and get ready to open up your mind and get back to the person that you were meant to be. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Brain Builders Podcast. I am your host, Dr. John DeWitt, and today we're going to jump back into the gluten issue. This is from Dave Asprey's book, Headstrong, the Bulletproof Plan to Activate Untapped Brain Energy to Work Smarter and Think Faster in Just 2 Weeks. And also, I will remind you that registration is now open for the Brain Builders Masterclass, the updated 2.0 version. You can check out the description of the podcast for a link to that to get tickets. So now, if you already have mitochondrial dysfunction, recall that 48% of us actually may have that. Gluten is especially problematic. Studies have shown that mitochondrial dysfunction causes leaky gut in animals and is tied to inflammatory bowel disease. Gluten just adds more inflammatory fuel to the fire. As an accomplished home chef and the author of Bulletproof, the cookbook, Dave Asprey said that he's sad to be the bearer of this news. Gluten tastes good, and you can create so many delicious things with it, but the long-term cost is not worth the short-term benefits. Life is about how you feel all of the time, not just how delicious a few bites of food are. So ditch the gluten and see how much better you feel. The longer you avoid it, the more time your body has to get stronger. Vegetable oils, canola, corn, cottonseed, peanut, safflower, soybean, sunflower, and all other vegetable oils are inflammatory. Why? Because the way they are produced damages most of these oils, and they are so unstable that they easily oxidize in heat, light, or air. They also provide an overabundance of omega-6 polyunsaturated fats. Remember, you need a good balance of omega-3s and omega-6s to keep inflammation at bay. The perfect ratio is roughly 1 omega-3 for every 4 omega-6s you consume. But because these oils are used in so many packaged and processed foods, most of us who consume a Western diet eat more than 20 times more omega-6s than omega-3s. That's not good. This imbalance is one of the leading causes of inflammation. You'll get the right amount of undamaged omega-6 fats when you follow the Headstrong program. Toxic food. There are two types of toxins in your food. The toxins that manufacturers add to food, such as preservatives, pesticides, and artificial flavors, and the naturally occurring toxins that plants, bacteria, and fungi form to protect themselves from being eaten by animals or bugs. These two types of toxins may come from vastly different sources, but both can make your mitochondria weak and cause inflammation, brain fog, and diminished mental performance. Let's take a look at some of the worst ones. Mold toxins. Mold toxins, also called mycotoxins, occur naturally in many foods and can be found growing in many environments. Whether it's in your food or in your house, mold can negatively impact your brain. Many mold toxins are direct mitochondrial toxins. This is a huge problem, but few people talk about it. As a kid, he lived in a water-damaged basement. Of course, they didn't know it was moldy at the time, and he was also sick. He had chronic sinus infections, asthma, and even arthritis as a young teen, not to mention obesity and attention deficit disorder. It took many years for him to realize that his symptoms, especially the mental and emotional ones, largely stemmed from toxic mold exposure and the resultant damage to his mitochondria. Environmental mold made him head mushy, not head strong. To this day, decades after getting his brain and body back, he remains sensitive to mold. This is how he first became aware of the dangers of the mold toxins in our food supply. He wouldn't wish the suffering he went through as a kid and young adult on anyone, but now he's grateful for his experiences with mold because he understands how ingesting even small amounts of mold toxins can hinder mitochondrial performance, Many studies have shown that common mold toxins in food cause mitochondrial dysfunction. But most people don't know when they've been exposed to mold, and they don't realize that an off day might just be a sign of mitochondrial dysfunction. Because of his particular genetics, he falls into the 28% of the population that gets extra inflammation from mold. If you have this sensitivity, walking into a musty room or drinking a cup of moldy coffee in the morning can knock you out for the rest of the day. The other 72% of people might experience a mild brain fog later in the morning, food cravings at lunchtime, or irritability. For most people, the effects of mold toxins are subtle enough to write them off as having a bad day, feeling cranky, or needing more sleep. You might even consider them normal, but they're still silently slowing you down, and they're not inherent character flaws. Because he's so sensitive to mold toxins, he usually knows right away when he's consumed even a small amount of them. He's learned how to avoid them almost completely, and along the way, he's been lucky enough to help other people eliminate mold from their lives and start performing at their maximum potential, even people who have no idea it's holding them back. He filmed a documentary about mold toxins called Moldy, which features a dozen experts covering the massive extent of this problem. You can view the film at moldymovie.com/headstrong2017. At high levels, mold toxins can cause serious illnesses such as cardiomyopathy, cancer, hypertension, kidney disease, and brain damage. But consuming or being exposed to even small amounts of mold can make you feel sluggish and distracted. Our big, energy-hungry brains and our relatively slow detox processes make us the most susceptible mammals on Earth to the effects of mold toxins. It makes a lot of sense when you think about it. The war between bacteria and fungi, or fungi, has been raging for millennia. Long before mammals, let alone humans, came on the scene, mold is the source of antibiotics, drugs designed to kill bacteria. And when they can, bacteria will try to kill mold. Hundreds of millions of years of evolution have made fungi really good at surviving the chemical weapons of bacteria. But we humans are basically big bags of bacteria. Almost every cell in your body contains thousands of mitochondria, which are bacteria that support your cells. Is it any wonder that fungi, the ancient enemy of bacteria, have the ability to damage the power plants in your cells and wreak havoc in your brain? And that's not even considering what they do to your gut bacteria. You might be tempted to write this all off and assume you haven't been exposed to the mold toxins. But according to the experts in Moldy, about half of the buildings in the United States have problems with water damage. And mold toxins are an incredibly common contaminant in our food supply. Governments around the world have finally started paying attention to this little-known problem. One type of mold toxin called ochratoxin A, or OTA, found especially in high polyphenol foods such as coffee, chocolate, wine, grains, and beer, is pure mitochondrial kryptonite. In many studies, OTA has been shown to interfere with apoptosis, impair mitochondria, cause oxidative stress, and make mitochondrial membranes more permeable. OTA also impairs your cell's antioxidant defenses, making them more susceptible to the oxidative stress caused by OTA. This slows down your energy production and accelerates the aging process, all while killing off your healthy cells. OTA is also an immune suppressant and makes you more susceptible to cancer and various autoimmune diseases. In one study, scientists looked at the effects of OTA on rat liver mitochondria. You might not want to think about rat livers, but the results of the study were fascinating and scary. After isolating the mitochondria and exposing them to OTA, the researchers found that mitochondrial function declined in proportion to the concentration of OTA used to treat the cells. The OTA slowed down energy production at first with increased exposure. Eventually, the entire energy production system broke down, and the scary thing is that rats are far better at eliminating OTA than humans. We are one of the few animals that use our relatively weak kidneys to excrete it. Rats and most other animals use their much stronger livers to excrete it. Despite this difference, OTA still harms rats, but not as much as it harms people. OTA also causes permanent changes to the structure of the mitochondria. In another study, mitochondria that were exposed to OTA deteriorated, becoming swollen as their energy production decreased. Yet another disturbing study found that OTA inhibited embryonic development in pregnant mice by overstimulating apoptosis, which is cell death. Some scientists now believe that the mitochondrial damage caused by mycotoxins, particularly OTA, may be a leading cause of chronic fatigue syndrome. In one study, doctors tested the urine of patients who had previously been diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome. A whopping 93% of them tested positive for mycotoxins, compared to 0% in the healthy control group. OTA was the most prevalent type of mycotoxin present and was detected in 83% of the patients. No, we're not all going to develop chronic fatigue syndrome, but what about mild fatigue, brain fog, trouble remembering things, and general lack of awesomeness? These symptoms can be caused by OTA exposure, too. There are over 900 studies about OTA's effects on humans on the Bulletproof website. Unfortunately, it's difficult to avoid consuming OTA and other mycotoxins, especially in the United States, where the government does not regulate OTA levels to the extent that many other countries do. When in Europe, where regulations do exist, Dave believes the allowable limits are too high. Government's safe limits on mold toxins are not designed to make us feel amazing. They're designed to protect food manufacturers from losses when their food goes bad too quickly. OTA is just one mold toxin. There are about 200 other identified toxins for molds. These toxins amplify each other, so a government-declared safe amount of OTA may not be safe at all if you eat it with other common toxins that are not regulated. At the time he's writing this book, there is no government on earth with multi-mycotoxin exposure regulations, despite clear evidence that they are necessary. That's why he tests the products he makes for more than 20 common mold toxins. The good news is that you don't have to completely give up the foods that commonly contain mold toxins, but minimizing your consumption of them is a key component of supercharging your brain, so is learning to feel their effects. Learning the toxic effects of mold can help you understand the difference between an amazing day and an awful day, why you slipped into a food coma after one meal but felt energized after another meal with the same ingredients, or why you felt like crap after spending a day at your friend's house which had water stains on the ceiling. Here are some of the most common sources of these mitochondrial poisons. Cereals and grains. A 2016 test of more than 8,000 grain samples found that 96% contained at least 10 types of mycotoxin. And another study found that at least 25% of the world's grain crops are contaminated with OTA. After harvest, grains must be stored properly to prevent more mold toxins from growing. Of course, this rarely happens. Instead of being dried rapidly after harvest and sealed off from moisture, grains are often stored in less than ideal conditions, allowing moisture to accumulate and mold to grow. By the time the grain lands in your bowl, your breakfast cereal has a 42% chance of containing OTA. Another issue with grains is the improper handling of equipment between crops. When one crop is harvested with the same equipment that was used on a moldy crop, they both become infested. This is such a big issue that animal ranchers track the global incidences of different mold toxins in grains because moldy grains make animals sick and reduce profits. Ranchers have learned that feeding moldy grains or hay to animals makes them infertile and causes reproductive diseases, heart disease, and neurological diseases. So animal producers do what you'd expect big agricultural to do. They feed clean, mold-free grain to young or pregnant animals and feed the cheaper moldy grain to animals in the last few months before they are slaughtered. This saves them money because the animals don't have a chance to get too sick before they're killed and we eat them. That's why it's not enough for you to just avoid grains, though that's a good start. Try to avoid things that eat grains, too. Mold toxins accumulate in the milk of cows that are fed contaminated grains. In fact, grain-fed animal products are even more likely to contain mold toxins than the grains themselves because grain-fed animals accumulate mold toxins in their fat. Conventional pork and poultry products are especially likely to be tainted with OTA. This is one reason that he recommends eating grass-fed beef over poultry and only pork products from pastured heritage pigs. You simply don't want a little dose of mitochondrial poison every time you eat. So next time we're going to talk about coffee. And I'm very excited to announce that actually not. Next time we're not talking about coffee because I am excited to say that tomorrow we're going to have an earlier show at 11 o'clock because I am going to be interviewing Travis Rosser, the author of You, Inc., and he is also the co-founder of Kajabi, which is an amazing online platform for video courses and other knowledge-based online products. Phenomenal software website. I've used them in the past, and it is really, really interesting. We're going to pick his brain and find out exactly what he does to be brain strong and how he thinks everyone has their own business inside of them. They just have to listen to their inner voice. That's Dr. John DeWitt today, and that is our Brain Builders podcast. Have a phenomenal day.